නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය
ආං නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය
ඕං නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය
ආං නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය
සත්‍ය යඥ
සත්‍ය
යඥ යෝග යඥ
යෝග යඥ
සදාකලේ
සදාකලේ
මත්ඥාය
සත්‍යඥාය
sacrifice for a certain type of perfection in the material world. There are others who engage
engage themselves in studying the temporary nature of life. All of these are called svadhyaya, or engagement in the sacrifice of life. All these yogis are faithfully engaged in the sacrifice of sacrifice and are seeking a higher status of life. Krishna consciousness is, however, different from these because it is a direct service of the Supreme Lord. Krishna consciousness cannot be attained by any one of the above-mentioned types of sacrifices, but can be attained only by the mercy of the Lord and his bona fide devotee. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is transcendental.
Drabbajadhyan, Sathujadhyan, Yogajadhyan, Sathapare, Shadhyaya, Jnana Jadhyasya, Jataya Samsidabhrita. So, charity of sacrificing your possession for the benefit of others, this is also yajna. But they are called karmakanda yajna, punitive activities. By such performance of yajna, one can elevate his material position. Just like feeding the poor, it is also yajna. But the same thing, if it is adopted in Krishna consciousness, that becomes perfect. People are very much inclined to feed the poor with sumptuous food, but it can be done in a little different way, that the foodstuff offered to Vishnu, prasada, that distribution foodstuff is better than ordinary distribution of foodstuff. Ordinarily, that is punya, pious activities, but where it is in connection with Krishna, this is called yajna. Dhatvajana. To distribute food and cloth, that is called dhatvajana. But yajna can be said when it is done dovetailing the activities with Krishna consciousness. That is yajna. Yajna means Vishnu. Yajnyatya karma karmannatya nupayam karmannatya. So, our the Krishna consciousness movement, we are also distributing food in our about 100 branches all over the world, but not direct, but through Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Jukta Vairagya. If we simply act quietly, that is good, but it is not perfect. Suppose I execute many pious activities in my life, then due to my pious activities, I get birth in good family, janma in satya sutta sri. I may get my birth in good family, high family, that is called janma. Then vaisajya, opulence, wealth, sri, beautiful body, and education also. I've several times explained that to become highly educated, that is also due to previous pious activities. To be highly rich, that is also due to previous pious activities. But Narottam Dasu Thakur said that karmakanda, jnanakanda, sakali bisher bhanda. Karmakanda vichar, creative activities for getting better position of life, better body. I get my birth in a good family. There is a still risk of degradation. Because sometimes we get our birth in this family and due to opulence we are associated with bad company. Then we begin to act sinfully. That means again degradation. Therefore the Vaishnava philosophy does not very much approve impious activities. What to speak of impious activities, they do not approve pious activities. They are simply a practice of consciousness, simply interested in the service of Krishna. That is real yajna. Because the Bhagavad Gita is said that those who are engaged in devotional service, to hear devotional service are explained several times, to hear about Krishna, simply by hearing Krishna, if we simply try to understand Krishna, that is also better than durbhumayajam, durbhut in charity. But because we cannot devote ourselves, pure devotional service means savanam gitanam. Just like Hridas Thakur. You are simply engaged in savanam gitanam. You are chanting 300,000 times Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We cannot imitate that. That is not possible. But pure devotional service is like that. Just like our Goswami, the six Goswami in Vrindavan, how they executed devotional service is described by Srinivasa Acharya. Krishna kirtana dana nartana paro premamritamanidhi veera veera jana priyo priyakaro nirmasaro puri. Sri Chaitanya Kripavaro Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharavahantarato Bande Rupa Sanatana Uragajugo Sri Jiva Gopal. Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana. They always engage them in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Utkirtana. Very loudly. Krishna Kirtana. Utkirtana. Krishna Kirtana Gana. Nartana Paru, dancing off. You can hear the voice, they're chanting and dancing. This is very good. Following the footsteps of the Goswamis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also engaged in chanting and dancing. That is it. His dancing description is there in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. During the Ratha Yatra festival. So chanting, dancing, chanting of the holy name, and in ecstasy dancing, that is also yajna. That is the most perfectional yajna. Yajna in sankirtana in prayi. This is called sankirtana, yajna. Bhavi militya, Nayanti is Sankirtan. Sankirtan means when we combine together many persons and chant and dance. That is called Sankirtan Yajna. So those who are engaged in the Sankirtan Yajna, they are also performing Yajna. That is better than Jambamaya Yajna. And it's drabha-jagda. Drabha-jagda, charity. And suppose one man has no money, then his life is spoiled. No. In any condition, we can execute this yagda, sankirtan yagda. There is no need of money ahituki apratihata. The Sankirtan Yoga is so nice that it cannot be checked by any material condition. If one is interested, he can perform Sankirtan Yoga or Bhakti Yoga system, Sramanam Kirtanam, in any condition of life. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is a story, not story, fact, it is described there, that one Brahmin, he was a great devotee, he wanted to offer very brilliant service of chant in the temple worship, but he had no money. And someday he was sitting in a Bhagavad class and he heard that Krishna can be worshipped even within the mind. So he took this opportunity because he was thinking since a long time how to worship Krishna very gorgeously, but he had no money. So when he got this point that one can be worshipped Krishna within the mind, so after taking bath in the Godavari river, he was sitting underneath a tree and within his mind he was constructing very gorgeous singhasan throne with eight jewels and keeping the deity on the throne. He was bathing the deity with water of Ganges, Yamuna, Godavari, Namada, Kaveri. Then he was dressing the deity very nicely, then offering worship with flowers, the garland. Then he was cooking very nicely, and he was cooking parvanva, sweet rice. So he wanted to taste it, whether it is very hot. Because parvanva is taken cold. Parvanva is not taken very hot. So he put his finger on the parvanva, and his finger burnt them. Then his meditation broke, because there was nothing, he was simply within the mind, he was doing everything. But he saw that his finger is burned. So he was astonished. In this way, Narayan from Vaikuntha, he was smiling. Lakshmi asked, why you are smiling? Then one of my devotees is worshipping like this, so send my man to bring him immediately to Vaikuntha. So the Bhakti Yoga is so nice that even if you have no means to offer the deity, not just worthy, you can do it within the mind. That is all possible. Therefore, it is said that ahuituki apratihata. In any position of life, you can engage yourself in Bhakti Yoga system. Samaram Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pahadasevaram. But the prime or the topmost perfection of Bhakti Yoga is Samaram Kirtanam. Samaram Kirtanam, fully absorbed in the thought of Krishna. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita also. Yoginamapi sarvisam padugatantaram. This is the simplest path. You have to practice always thinking of Krishna. That is what Krishna says, manvana bhava madhvatta madhyaji nama namastu. Madhyaji. Now suppose if you have nothing to offer, still you can manvana by thinking of Krishna, by thinking of all materials for worshipping, adjusting them, sitting in one place, he could walk. That is called manmana, thinking of. He can offer Krishna as a described so many things. But Krishna wants to see how much you are devoted to. Drabhajagra, Krishna is not family that you have to offer something very nice food stuff. That is, you must do that. But if you have no such thing in position, you can do it within the mind. But not that you have got everything to offer. You can offer Krishna very nice food stuff. In that case, if you think that I can do it in mind, that is cheating. That is not good. But in case you have nothing to offer, material, but still you can offer it in the mind. That is called Vitta Saksha. And actually you have seen in many places, each man has got deity. The other day, we went to a place, the deity is there, but it is not worship. This is not offered anything. That is not good. That man is very rich man. According to his position, one must offer, prepare food stuff, distribute prasadam. Not that generally the impersonal is they do so. There are many big temples, big deities, but the deities offered little elasticism. That is not good. If you establish deity, you must worship to the best capacity of your possession. That is deity worship. But if one hasn't got to offer anything, he can offer everything within the mind. This facility is there with apratihata. It cannot be checked. Apratihata. Because bhakti can be executed practically also within the mind. It cannot be checked. But if you have got something to offer to Krishna, I don't think then I shall offer in my mind. That is, Krishna is also very intelligent. That is cheating. Krishna wants how much you are sacrificing in devotion. Bhaktya. Krishna is not after your goods. That is explained in the Bhagavad. Tadaham bhaktya aprihitam asnani. Patnam putram palantaya. Krishna is prepared to accept from you even a little leaf, patram, a little flower, patram pusram, follow a little fruit. Anyone can secure this. Even if you cannot secure, if you are so poor or unable, you can offer Krishna everything within the mind. But if you are in possession, then that will not be successful. Then it will be cheating. That is called vittasat. According to one's means, these are samankrupa. According to one's position, they should worship Krishna. Maybe without any drabha or with drabha. Jagva is performed. Drabha jagna, sapu jagna. The sadhaya. The Goswamis, they also used to perform sadhaya jagna. That is also mentioned. Nana-sāsya vichāra-nankunipuno. Sad-dharma-samasthāpato. They were studying all Vedic literature. All Vedic literature. That is called sadhaya. Sadhaya-yajna. To read Vedic literature. To understand Vedic literature. To act according to the direction of the Vedic. This is called sadhaya-yajna. Sadhaya-yajna, jnana-yajna. By reading Vedic literature, you enlighten yourself with knowledge. So this is also yajna. There is so much. Krishna is available in so many ways, according to your position. It is not that his condition is not condition. That's what is called. All you to be apratihata. The sadhaya yajna. The Goswamis, they were not only dancing and chanting. That was also part of their business. Krishna kirtana dana nartana paro. but they were also good scholars. Nana sastra vichara nahi to nikuno. Sad dharma sastapu. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to publish our books in different languages. Already we have got in European and American, English, French, German, Spanish, Swedish, Japanese, Chinese. This is required. Nana sastra vichara nahi to nikuno. Sadharma, because people are misled. So, they should be given the opportunity to study, to understand what is God consciousness, what is Krishna consciousness. So, to the Shastra, that is also required. Nana Shastra Vichara Naitanik, no. Sadharma, Goswami is practically demonstrated in their life. Everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught them. They were the first disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami was given lesson for 10 days continually at a Rava, Kriya, Dasasrami Dhar. As a result of his instruction, he first wrote this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which he had translated into English, Nectar of Devotion. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami was given instruction for 2 months at Banaras, Varanasi. So, bhakti is not that it is something sentiment without any basic principle of knowledge. No. It is wholly based on basic knowledge of that sruta grihitaya. Sruta, sruta means this. Bhakti, after studying the Vedic knowledge, that is perfect bhakti, Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught on Vedanta Sutra at Banaras, because the Mayavadi sannyasis, they were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is a sentimental sannyas devotee. He does not study Vedanta Sutra. The Lord was criticized like that. So, some of his devotees requested that we know that you do not mislead the Mahavadi Sannyasi. But they are criticizing if you kindly mix them. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met all the Varanasi, Mahavadi Sannyasi, Prakashananda Saraswati. He has 60,000 disciples. They asked, the Pratasana Saraswati asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are a sannyasi, so you do not study Vedanta Sutra. It is the, vow of the sannyasi, that they must, Vedanta Sutra is the crucial point of sampradaya. One sampradaya must give its commentation on the Vedanta Sutra, otherwise it is not a bona fide sampradaya. Especially in the Sankar sampradaya, they are very much fond of studying Sankhya philosophy and Vedanta Sutra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Varanasi, you are simply dancing and chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So people began to criticize, not people, the sannyasi sampradaya. So his devotees, they became a little sorry that our Lord is being criticized. Therefore he accepted their invitation. And there was Vedanta talk with Prakashananda Saraswati and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began victorious, and they become our disciples. These are statements in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. So, it is not that those who are bhaktas, that is also complete, chanting and dancing Krishna Krishna Kirtana Gana Natyapanam. That is direct cause. But if somebody wants to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy through Vedanta philosophy, through Upanishad, so they are prepared. Therefore, we are publishing so many books. They discuss it. Vedanta philosophy, Upanishad, all the Vedic literature. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a sense of all Vedic literature. It is stated, Nigama Kalpataro Dalitam Phalamidam. Nigama means Vedic literature. Kalpataru means desire. Desire, we have got experience. From the mango tree we get mango. And from coconut tree we get coconut. But desire means whatever you want you can get. Even you can get puris and halwa from the tree. That is called desire. So, the basic literature is called Nigama Kalpataru. Nigama, basic literature. Vidyati, Kalpataru, Toru, Kalpataru. In the basic literature, every knowledge is there. Veda means knowledge. Perfect knowledge. Either material or spiritual. The Vedas are there for the benefit of the human society. Because the living entity has come here in this material world to endure. So, direction is there. Alright, you have come here to enjoy materially, under direction. Then gradually, you become spiritual. And then take liberation. That is the purpose. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda. Jnanakanda is the path of liberation. Then Upasana Kanda. So, it is not that devotees are sentimental. It is not that. Bhakta Sruta Gahi Gaya. Bhakti, devotional service, after complete Vedic literature, understanding. Bhakti is so nice thing that if one takes to Bhakti directly, he understands Vedic version automatically. Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayati, Janayati Asu Vaidyatam, Jnanam Jagadati. This is Krishna's mercy. Even one is illiterate. If he sincerely takes to Bhakti Yoga. So, the basic philosophical conclusion automatically awakens. Jasvadeve parabhakti. Jathadeve tatha guru. Prashyate kudita yarta pratasanti mahāma. These are the statements that are actually. It's like these words. They are not educated in Vedic literature. Never. But how they are taken to this Krishna consciousness? This is the magic of Krishna consciousness. It is not dependent on studying of Vedas. But if you take seriously to Krishna consciousness, the Vedic knowledge is automatically away. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. Tashyate hi kotitha artha prakashante. This is the secret. If one has unflinching faith in Krishna, and unflinching faith to his devotion, to his spiritual master, then automatically the Vedic knowledge becomes awake. This is a fact. You can see. They never knew what is Vedic life, Vedic knowledge. And how they have become so nice, perfect devotee. That unflinching faith, that is it. Vishwasi milayavastu, tarti bhog. And that vishwas, that is expressed, vishwas faith, in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, vishwas sabde, vishwas sudhira nishtha, krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. Suddha sabde vishras sudhira nishtha. This is statement of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He said, Suddha, because to become a devotee, the beginning is Suddha. pray. Just like you all, ladies and gentlemen, you have done it. It is a Shraddha. Let us hear something while they are speaking about Krishna. This is the beginning. So this Shraddha, as it grows and becomes firmly fixed up, that is yours. Shraddha means, devotion means gradually making this Shraddha more and more fixed up. Adho Shraddha. Adho Shraddha tato sadhu sangha. First of all, Shraddha, faith, then association with the devotees. Tato vajanakriya atho anathami vitti syat. Tato nishtha tato rishi tatha shakti. Tato bhava. Bhava. So we have to come to the stage of bhava. Buddha bhava samannika. Krishna says, aham sarvastra prabhava matta sarvam prabhutta iti matya bhajante maanga buddha bhava samannika. So this bhava, the ecstatic stage of devotional service, one has to reach, that is, the perfection, or that the priority stage of love of God. So these things are recommended. Krishna is personally explaining, why should we not take advantage of these things? Why we are neglecting? It is suicide. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is personally instructing how to become Krishna conscious, how to become perfect in Krishna consciousness. And then, taptadi hankunarjana, then you can go back to home, back to Godhead. Why we should not take advantage of this opportunity? Not very good. We should take advantage. We have got this human form of body. We have got intelligence, and the statement and explanation is being given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. Why you should not take advantage? This is suicidal policy. Thank you very much.